It's been a week of high political drama in Puerto Rico. The island's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, was facing impeachment proceedings after days of massive street demonstrations demanding his resignation. Then on Wednesday, Rosselló announced he'll step down next week. That was good news, not just for the protesters. It also means relief may be in sight for the many businesses that saw sales plummet during the upheaval. NPR's David Wellna is in Old San Juan, ground zero for the protests, and has this report.
Yesterday was the first time in weeks that Rincón Ibérico, the bar that Karen Clark owns, was open for regular hours. Sitting in a corner of the bar, which is itself in the corner of a big barracks built when Puerto Rico was still a Spanish colony, Clark rhapsodizes about Old San Juan's attractions.
This is a beautiful place, historical. It's amazing. This building here was the last building made by the Spaniards in the Americas. You come through the cruise ship, and you have to make sure that you walk Old San Juan.
But for the past 2 weeks, the tourists this place depends on for 80% of its business have all but disappeared. Instead, what's been in abundance are street protests. The protests scared off several cruise ships, but a few did stop here this week. One passenger was Danielle McGough of Colorado Springs, who toured Old San Juan with her husband and daughter.
We notice all the windows are boarded up so their windows don't get smashed, and there's a lot of graffiti all over, and the graffiti is really sad. It's kind of taken away some of the beauty.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and Gabriel Karim is opening Himalaya. It's an ice cream shop on the blue-glazed cobblestone street leading up to the governor's palace. He says Calle Fortaleza, as this street is known, has been crammed with protesters every day for the past 2 weeks.
I mean, obviously it's an inconvenience. I don't mind it, though. It's part of the territory. If we do business on this block, we're used to protests.
Inside the shop, Karim begins making a batch of piña colada rolled ice cream. He says the protests have hurt sales, though he's gotten by.
But I think, if it continued on for a couple more weeks or into a month or so, and then that's when mortgages and rent start coming due.
Big plywood panels were being placed over display windows earlier this week at Rainbow, a discount clothing store. They're still there today, even though protests subsided after the governor announced he's quitting. Yesterday, I asked the store's manager, Lisbeth Sanchez, how much longer she'll keep those windows covered.
Maybe 1 month, 3 weeks, I don't know.
And why?
Because all the grasses is break with the protest, and I don't know what happened with the protest again, because the people going now for Wanda Vasquez.
Wanda Vasquez is the Secretary of Justice in line to be Puerto Rico's next governor, but she too is tainted by scandal, and more protests could be coming.
It has been very tough.
Juan Bausa owns a True Value hardware store in Old San Juan. He's sold out all his plywood panels. He's also donated paint to hide the graffiti covering the walls here.
Most important here is that we have a constitution, and this is an island that has law and order, and we have to respect it. We cannot let that small groups of people dictate what we have to do.
Tomorrow, a big community cleanup gets underway, despite all the uncertainty that lingers about what's next here. David Wellna, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.